You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, car feature.
Right, just going back to what we were talking about earlier on, if you do want to go and get a full podcast or a link to that podcast and unresolved, just go to 702.co.za. Apart from that as well, I've just tweeted it on @RayWhiteSA, so it's very easy to pick up right over there. Now, let's change focus a little bit. Everything is going online these days, and you know this. We have to be online because of this COVID-19. So why should a mechanic be any different? And you think to yourself, well, how's this going to work? Now, okay, it's called Mechanic. I think I'm getting it right. Like, as in Mike, it could be Mechanic, but we're going to ask Lisich just shortly. Mechanic is an innovative Uber-like technology platform that brings qualified and trustworthy car mechanics right to your doorstep. I'm reading your statement at the moment. You see, at a time that fits into your own daily schedule. Well, entrepreneur and founder of Mechanic, Lisich Dikhale joins us. Good afternoon, Lisich. Is it Mechanic or Mechanic?
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. It's Mechanic.
I thought so. You see, like microphone, having a call for help. Lisich, good afternoon. Yeah. Tell us more about Mechanic. It sounds fascinating.
Yes, good afternoon and to your listeners as well. So Mechanic is, like you mentioned, like an Uber-like service for mechanics. So people can book a service or repair online within a few clicks, and they'll get an upfront and transparent pricing where they can book, and they will not pay more or less than what they see. And the mechanic will be dispatched, do the service at the comfort of their home, and they get like a 6-month, 6,000 kilometer warranty on all the work.
All right, I've dinged my partner's car, or my partner's car's not working, or I've maybe burnt the clutch or something, and I need to do this covertly. Can I meet you up at a shopping center somewhere? Can we do it another way?
Well, we do have partner workshops, and we also have our own workshop in Pretoria. We're planning to open some other workshops, but truly, we take the big jobs, we'll come to our workshop, but the small jobs like your oil changes, we could potentially do it like at the comfort of your home or office.
Lisich, who's involved in the business? How exactly does it work?
So, who's involved in the business? So I'm involved as the managing director right now. So I look after the operations and all the, technical stuff. And we also have more than 30 partner mechanics, that's in Gauteng and in Cape Town. So between us and the mechanics, we do a lot of intense training on customer service. We do training on cleanliness, COVID-19 protocols, as well as, we only source the highly skilled mechanics. So pretty much. And we have a call center, and we have technical staff that know the knowledgeable about cars, who are looking to take calls for people who are planning to ask more questions before they make a booking.
Chatting to Lisich Dikhale, he's the founder of Mechanic. Maybe you have a question for him. 011-883-0702. How long have you been running for?
So we launched last year, February. So it's like a year, a couple of months. And it's going strong.
Going strong. Okay, it sounds like it's going strong. It's actually quite interesting, because a lot of people, I can actually see the phone lines going now. People have shown massive interest in this as well. Is it expensive? I mean, you're thinking about a specialized service at the moment. Is it quite expensive to get a mechanic to come and deal with you? How does it work?
Yeah, so we try to price ourselves very reasonably. We're not the cheapest in the game, I would say, because we really send out very specialized mechanics. These are specialists. So if you have a BMW, you get a BMW specialist with experience working on BMWs 10, 15 years. Okay. So, but to be honest, it's probably more affordable than most of the garages as well as the dealers.
Here's a lovely question. How do you service cars? And I think I like this SMS on 31702, because if you want your car to be serviced, can you maybe go to the person's house? Can you meet them in a car park somewhere?
Yeah, definitely. We go to their house. We obviously do social distancing. We wear masks. And the process really is quite simple. So there's a lot of tools that have been invented and created that actually simplify these kind of things. For example, we can decant or take out the oil out of the car without even going under the car using like a contraption. So it's like a vacuum contraption that sucks the oil out of the top of the engine rather than going underneath. And changing filters is really, removing covers and taking out the filter and putting a new filter in there. So we generally can do that in a space of an hour, hour and a half, depending on the car.
Sure. Okay. You spoke about BMW and you spoke about BMW and Renault and maybe other companies as well. Don't you need different parts? Is that not a bit of a hindrance?
So that's kind of like what makes us different. So we, as much as we launched last year, we started building the platform in 2016. And during that time, we did intense data collection and data modeling. So we had to find a lot of data to understand which car uses which parts, and we matched that with our algorithm. That's how we're able to actually give an exact price and know exactly where we're going to get the parts at what price.
Well, let's take a call. Let's go to Sonwa Bile. Sonwa Bile, good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Thank you, Ronnie, and good afternoon to you. It's just two questions and quick ones. One, he says that they source the best mechanics. Now I wanted to know, is it based on qualifications or experience? And the second question is, for instance, I know nothing about the cars. All I know is that my car is faulty. And so do they come first and do the diagnosis to know in terms of how much? Because you said you pay in advance. So I need to know how exactly that works. If I don't, I can't tell them what's wrong with my car so that they can come and fix it.
No, nice. Two nice points, Sonwa Bile. Thank you so much for that. Let's start with the experience side.
Yes, thank you for the question, Sonwa Bile. From an experience side, we attract mechanics that are 5 years plus experience. Okay. And we have like an algorithm that understands which mechanics are strong at which services within a particular model. And then only that mechanic would be assigned to a job. So let me give you an example. So we collected data over a period of time for like a mechanic who's done 10 diagnostics, for example. But his diagnostics, out of those 10, they were subpar, let's say. Okay. So we know that he's not a strong diagnostic mechanic, so therefore we would not assign him for those diagnostics in that specific area. We'll use another mechanic. So we continuously collect data on the feedback from the customers, because the customers rate the service of the mechanic. We also look at the time it takes for them to do the job, and then our algorithm will then calculate if which mechanic is suitable for what kind of job.
Right. The second bit was the quote. In other words, what he wanted to know was if he's got a problem with his car, it's got this grinding noise when he changes gears. How does it work? Do you go out and do a quote first? Do you pay to call someone out to do the quote?
Yes, 100%. So what we did, we tried, we have a diagnostic section on our website, and we try by all means to use like a layman's term, like you say, gearbox grinding, diagnostic. So at that point in time, we'll get a mechanic who will come do, several diagnostics. So they do, electronic diagnostic if there's any lights on the dashboard, and they'll also do like a physical diagnostics, which then will give a specific report to say that this is what needs to happen, and we guarantee that if you do this, your problem will be fixed.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay. So now COVID-19, we've had COVID-19, and how did you guys operate? I think for a while you must have just been sitting at home.
Yes, I think we sat at home luckily, car service and repairs, was kind of like, more of an essential service because, as you can imagine, the essential workers need to get to work. They need to drive around, like do deliveries, etc. So car mechanics became an essential part of the essential workers during the hard lockdown. So we sat for probably like a week or two whilst the suppliers for the parts were not considered essential. But once that opened, I think that was towards the end of April, we started operating like at full steam ahead.
Sure, that is interesting because it's been a very difficult time. Let's go to Temba in Randburg. Hi, Temba.
Hi, good day. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Good, yeah, just a quick one. On my side, I just want to know, are they like authorized or they have some sort of agreements with dealers? For example, a new car, you can't just send it to any Jim and Jack. Obviously, there's some approvals and stamps going on there. So I want to know, are they recognized by the manufacturers?
Okay, good question. Very nice question.
Yes, thank you, Temba, for your question. So we are RMI accredited. So you'll find that most insurance and aftermarket guys will require that you're RMI accredited for you to actually carry out the work. But in the case of dealerships, the dealerships are quite strict because as in they will only require a Renault dealership to do a Renault service, for example, if the car is still under warranty, especially the newer cars. But I think that will change in the near future because there was the right to repair guys, and as well as the Competition Commission looking into a way of kind of like opening the industry to allow guys like us to be able to tap into fixing other people's cars, because you find problems whereby somebody's in the Northern Cape, for example, and the closest dealer is 300-400 kilometers away, and if they do drive their car there, they're going to be over the service and they're going to lose their warranty. So things like that are coming into play. So we're hoping maybe soon it will be gazetted and the new code of conduct will be released, and then we'll be able to actually start doing maintenance on the newer cars.
That's actually my next question, is if you break down in the middle of the Karoo, then what?
Well,
it's a difficult one.
Well, it is, because we're not positioned as an emergency car repair service company. We more positioned, you kind of like have to book us, you know? So it's not like a matter of my car is broken down now, I need somebody to be here in the next 5 seconds and take my car back home so that it can be fixed. So we're not positioned in there yet, but we're looking to work with like partners such as your AAs and stuff to deliver that kind of service.
Right, Temba, I hope that does answer your question.
No, it does. Thanks a lot. Keep it up.
Thank you, Temba.
Lovely. Nice one.
Thank you, Temba.
Just another question on that as well. How does this work? Because also, if you take, say, the Automobile Association, I think how it works is every single month or year, perhaps you pay X amounts of rands. Do you operate in the same way, or is this just sort of dial a mechanic? Is it sure?
It's more of a dial a mechanic, so it's on demand. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. There we go. Go for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello?
We've got you. We're good. Have we lost you? Okay, there we go.
I was just saying that.
No, go for it. Go for it.
My internet seems to be up and down. Yeah, I was just saying that we're more like a dialer mechanic, like you say. It's an on-demand service. We don't have any monthly offerings in terms of maintenance plans, etc. Although we've had quite a few queries around that, but at the moment we're still just a dialer mechanic type of platform.
Right. Got a question here. How can I join them as a Mackie? It's from CJ. I think CJ wants to come work for you.
Oh, no. Awesome, CJ. We're always looking to recruit new skillful mechanics. So if CJ can get into our website, mychanic, michanic.co.za, there is a section called For Mechanics. He just needs to fill in his details in there, and then one of our partner managers will give him a shout to see if he qualifies.
Have you perhaps, I'm just thinking about your business model, have you thought about perhaps teaming up with BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Renault, going to them to say, you know what, guys, we can do it for you. We can be cheaper. If you got that right, you may have the Competition Commission sort of knocking at your door, but I think you're going to dominate.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we it's something that we think about quite often, but we're still trying to think of a strategy which works for both parties, because as you can imagine, they also would like the revenue for fixing cars and maintenance. I mean, I think that's the bulk of their revenue in terms of monthly revenue instead of car sales, you know? So especially now, seeing that car sales have dropped quite a bit. So, I mean, it's something we're thinking about. It's something that we need to pass package so that it makes sense for them and for us as well.
Right. Thinking about parts, you need to go and get parts. And look, I think Renault and maybe Peugeot will be very angry with me for this, but those pesky French cars, you always have to go and find those parts somewhere else in the world, and it takes 7 months to get you. Sorry, guys, it's the truth. How do you handle that?
Get involved with a lot. We get a lot of data, like technical service bulletins. So for stuff like that, where it takes 3 to 4 weeks, or the parts is not in South Africa, so we find ways. What we could do is that we could get a good second hand, which has got guarantee and warranty if you really need your car ASAP, and then or we'll have to just do the waiting, wait it out, you know. But we found. I mean, with speaking about those Renault, there's a specific part that goes into the clutch that they don't make anymore. So you cannot get it in the country. You cannot get it overseas. So it was a matter of the only place you can get it is like a second hand.
All right, let's do some naming and shaming now. There are some car brands that have gone through really tough times. Some have come out of those tough times. And Renault is one. Renault went through a very bad sort of phase, I think, with its Clios. Things are a lot better now. It's a whole new world now. What other brands have you found that have been a little bit pesky, that have been difficult? And you thought, oh, not another one of these again.
Oh, geez. I mean... I don't have one specific car in mind, but we find that the Dodges are quiet. Their parts are still expensive. And then, I mean, with the exit of GM out of the country, we find quite a bit of challenges with the Chevys and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a huge problem, isn't it? Say, for instance, somebody does leave the country, do you perhaps find that you'll even say to a customer, I've got a generic part, let me rather use this, because if you want the actual part, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah. So, I mean, something that we like to explain to customers sometimes, an original part and a generic part, most of the time you find comes from the same, a production line. So I'll give you a quick example. So there's a starter, for a BMW starter, is a Bosch starter, and there's a generic Bosch starter. Those starters are exactly the same starters made by the same manufacturer. The only difference really is that that one is branded BMW Bosch, and the other one doesn't have the BMW badge, which makes it more reasonable. So what we try to do, we try mostly to push for high quality generic parts for clients for affordability purposes. Mm-hmm. But we do at times get customers who say, I only want original parts, and we do provide that service as well.
Right, Keith in Melrose. Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Tell me, if I buy my own parts, can I get him to come do the labor?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Lesetia?
Yes, 100%. 100%. So we do provide labor only. It's just that but the warranty falls away in that case, as we cannot really guarantee those parts are good parts. And also what we find with people providing their own parts, at times they get the parts wrong, which then it becomes kind of like a problem whereby we need to come back the next day with when the new part is there, and we have to now start asking for call out fees again. You know what I mean? So we generally do not promote that, but we have helped a lot of customers who come with their own parts.
Just speak to us about your warranty. So you come and you work on, say, Keith's car. What sort of warranty do you offer?
So we have 6,000 kilometer, six months warranty. And I mean, our warranty is really around workmanship, around the work we've done. And the parts we use usually come with a 2-year manufacturer warranty. So that's covered for 2 years, as well as, I mean, we also insured for liability, meaning that you're quite safe using our services.
Well, let's listen to a WhatsApp voice note message.
Hi, Ray. It's Nash here. I'm just wondering, besides your passenger vehicles and stuff, do these guys also do work on heavy equipment, like your bulldozers, your caterpillars, whatever, those big machines? Do they do any work around those, also around such things? Please let me know.
Ah, Nash, nice question. Do you go to the bigger things, maybe those big trucks like MAN? Or MAN.
Yeah, so we started working on the big trucks. We've recruited a few diesel mechanics, but this is still in its infancy, whereby we're still testing. Our skill base, because we spend a lot of time working around passenger vehicles, so we know the ins and outs of that. So we actually starting to work around the kind of like not the bulldozers per se, but more like those freight trucks.
Okay. Well, that sounds kind of like quite something. All right. So everybody listens to 702. You know this. People in the Free State, the Northern Cape, everybody does, because we just broadcast in Gauteng, but it's fine. Just take us through your network again. So if somebody does get stuck in the Northern Cape versus the Free State, wherever, how would that work?
So I think we're still quite small. So we have a reach into the entire Gauteng, north, east, south, and west. And then we have coverage around the Cape Town from about 80-kilometer radius from Cape Town CBD. So we're looking to grow into the Eastern Cape, KZN, your Bloemfontein, all the major cities around the country. And that's a plan, and it's coming together as we speak. So we're looking to launch KZN in the next few months as we speak.
That sounds great. And website, where can people get hold of you?
So people can get hold of us on www.mychanic.co.za, and browse our website. We have a lot of contact points. They can contact us via WhatsApp. They can contact us via the online chat that's found on the website. They can contact us via telephone or via email. We're always available, and we pretty much work almost like 24/7.
Lesetja Dikgale, founder of Mychanic. It's been fascinating chatting to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, Ray, and thank you to your listeners.